AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Activists in Chicago plan a protest right in the middle of Chicago's prime shopping district on this Black Friday. They're trying to draw attention to the video that shows a Black teenager who was shot by white police officers 13 months ago.
He is planning a protest march on Friday morning in the famed shopping district called the Magnificent Mile. Their hope is to bring attention to this case about the way this investigation was handled, the way it took 13 months to file charges against the officer.
That's the AP's Don Babwim talking about Jesse Jackson. Holiday shopping has already begun for some people, and now that Black Friday has officially arrived, stores are expected to be jammed around the country. National Retail Federation spokeswoman Kathy Granis Allen.
NRF's latest Black Friday shopping survey found that 59% of holiday shoppers, or potentially 135 million people, will shop over Thanksgiving weekend. That's both in stores and online.
The weather may be an issue for some people as they try to head out on this day after Thanksgiving. Forecaster Aaron Gleason says the worst of the weather is in the Central Plains states.
We're looking at accumulations up to half an inch, between a quarter and half an inch of ice in some locations, particularly across portions of the Texas Panhandle, West Texas into western and northern Oklahoma.
GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump may have gotten himself into some hot water with comments he made about a New York Times reporter. In a speech Tuesday in South Carolina, Trump said, "You ought to see this guy," and gestured in a jerky fashion as if imitating the reporter's movements. The reporter has a congenital condition that affects joint movement. A statement posted on Twitter says Trump doesn't know the reporter personally or what he looks like. France and Russia have reached an agreement to team up in the fight against the Islamic State group. The leaders of the two countries say they'll cooperate more on the exchange of intelligence. This is AP Radio News. A man wearing an American flag like a cape jumped over the White House fence Thursday. He was caught quickly by Secret Service officers and now faces possible criminal charges. President Obama and his family were inside the White House celebrating Thanksgiving at the time. No one was hurt. A special moment in Green Bay Thursday evening as former quarterback Brett Favre was on hand to see his name added to the Packers greats that circle Lambeau Field.
It is Thanksgiving, and we have so much to be thankful for. And as I think back to our time here in Green Bay, I certainly thank God for the opportunity to play a game I love so much and to play it for such a long time and in the best place to play football in the world.
The evening celebration, though, was dampened by the weather. There was a driving rainstorm throughout the game between the Packers and the Bears. By the end result, the Bears had beaten the Packers 17-13. In other NFL matchups, Carolina beat the Cowboys and the Lions dominated the Eagles. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.